Doug Wright Show. Doug scores big-time interviews on Utah's most important stories on KSL News Radio.
So good to have you along today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. And, you know, we had actually scheduled this for 9:35, but when I found out that Michael McCleary was actually here, I thought, let's go ahead and take advantage of the time. Michael, welcome. It's great to have you here at KSL.
Doug, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. So,
let's give a little background. As I understand it, you worked with the George W. Bush campaign. You've worked with John McCain. You've worked with Mitt Romney now twice in 2008, 2012. And wow, you know, and
that's right.
You must have started when you were about 14.
That's right. Right out of college, I moved to D.C. and started working on Capitol Hill. So it's been a great experience working in politics.
As we look back, many of us here in the state of Utah, we look back on 2008 and 2012 especially. And even though Mitt Romney was not born here, nor was he raised here, we all, I mean, we consider him.
He's our own.
He's our own. We've got our arms around him. Many of us got to know him, although we were familiar with him, but we really got to know him in 2002 with the Olympics. And I'll tell you, talk about impressive. And not only is he impressive, his ability to surround himself with more than capable people is incredible. I think that's one of his true gifts, and you may have something to add to that. But boy, if you're a great leader, you need to surround yourself with great people who can really make sure that things happen. I saw that up close and personal in 2002, and boy, in 2008, I thought, oh, you know, and I actually said this on the air. I said, the day will come, kind of like we could have had a V8, we could have had a Mitt. And 4 years later, I was so disappointed that we missed another opportunity to have Mitt Romney as president. Are we?
And I think a lot of people feel that same way, Doug. Yeah. We've got a little bit of buyer's remorse there.
In your opinion, are we going to have another shot at this?
You know, I'm a natural optimist, so my inclination is to say absolutely yes. It is big news what he said this past Friday, that he is considering a run. That's not some kind of flippant comment. That is, I'm seriously considering this. This isn't part of some game that he has. You know him. I know him. I'm seriously considering running for president. And the reason why is because, in my opinion, Republicans finally learned I think this past cycle, we need to start winning elections.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big stories of 2014. We won big, and in large part because we started choosing great candidates across the board. When you look at the field, we've got a lot of talented people in the field. But hands down, in my opinion, if we're going to win in 2016, Mitt Romney is the best candidate to do that.
You know, when Mitt Romney was saying things like this, for example, you may want to put on your headset. This is a conversation that he had on ABC.
What factors are you weighing as you decide whether to take another run?
I'm not running. I'm going to be helping someone else who is. We don't know who that is yet, but we're going to get a good Republican.
You know, he said, I'm not running, but I'm going to support somebody who is, and we don't know who that is yet. And I think that that was absolutely genuine. I think anybody who knows Mitt Romney knows that that absolutely was his thinking at the time. But we don't know who that is yet. I still don't know who that is yet. I look at the field out there, and because Mr. Romney, Governor Romney, has been pretty much adamant that he would not run, I've just forced myself to look elsewhere. And many who were supporters of Mitt Romney have felt that, well, then maybe it's going to be Jeb Bush. But you look at there's nobody out there other than Mr. Romney himself, among people that I know, who are doing backflips over somebody. And where is that new leader? Where is that person that many thought would percolate up over the last 2 years?
Well, I think you're describing, Doug, exactly why people are kind of clamoring, Mitt, please run. As you just said, there's no question after 2012, he didn't think he was running again. None of us thought he was running again. But, you know, we've looked back in hindsight. He was right on so many issues. He is such a gifted leader. He is so talented. As you said, he's the guy that we want in the White House that could really set this nation on the right track. And so there's been an organic kind of groundswell of people saying, please run. And so you know, he's always said, whoever has the best shot of winning in 2016, that's who should be running. And in my opinion, that's going to be him.
I think many people believe that. And, you know, you mentioned now with, again, hindsight, it's wonderful. You look in the rearview mirror. But yet there are those. I loved his description. You know, a great leader looks ahead and sees some of these milestones coming rather than seeing them pass you.
That's exactly right.
And then watching them in the rearview mirror. And the idea is to act while there are still some good scenarios, while there are some good options, rather than you pass those milestones and then you're looking for the best of the bad options. And the one thing that has really stuck, I mean, many things, economic, I mean, you name a lot of things, certainly are right there on my radar. But his call on Russia is the one. And remember the heat he took for that.
Oh, he was spot on.
He took so much heat for that. Like, are you kidding me? Cold War's over. What do you mean? Vladimir, you know, we've looked in his eyes, you know, all this stuff. And Mitt Romney was dead on that, years ahead of anybody else.
That is exactly right. And I think people are coming to find out not only that issue, but many issues. And yeah, the economy's turning around. It's still a mixed bag, right? A lot of people are still out of that number that we call unemployment. So the question is, would it be better off if Mitt was in there? There's no question in my mind that it would be. But he was right on so many issues that people are saying, we need to give this guy a second look. And I think that's in large part why he's seriously considering this, because in my view, like I said, he has the best shot of beating Hillary if she becomes the nominee on the Democrat side.
And I think most people are pretty much assuming that, barring something really unforeseen, something that totally it would be kind of out there, that she will indeed be. And Democrats seem to be saying she indeed will be our nominee. If you can stay for another segment, which I'm hoping you can.
Absolutely.
Twist your arm here on the air. What's it going to say? No. But when we come back, I'd like to talk about the landscape. I'd like to talk about what it will indeed take. Why perhaps right now Mr. Romney and those who are encouraging him are saying, you know, you've got to take some action now. Because, you know, this is going to beginning to gel. A lot of people think, we're still, you know, 2 years away. Come on, give me a break. Wow. You know, things really start
to gel. It's starting
right
now.
That's right. When we come back, we'll talk about that. And then also, the Republican Party, in my humble estimation, has forced its major national candidates to lean so far, as far as they humanly, with a good conscience, can lead to the right. And then I think it's made it hard for them to bounce back and really appeal to independents, appeal to moderates, and even some very conservative Democrats. So I'd love your thoughts on that when we come back here at KSL News Radio. By the way, we'll also be talking with Kirk Jowers just a little later on in our program. Kirk will be joining us in the 11 o'clock hour, and I so appreciate Michael McClary joining us now on today's Doug Wright Show.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
So good to have you along here at KSL News Radio. And Michael McCarley is here with us. He has worked on both of Mitt Romney's campaigns for president. He's worked with John McCain. He worked in the... your role within the Bush administration, George W. Bush, was that to get him elected? Was that on his campaign?
So I both. So I worked on the 2004 campaign in Nevada, and then I worked in the Bush White House in an office called Intergovernmental Affairs. So we basically were the liaison between governors and the president.
Right. So what is happening right now behind the scenes? Maybe you can describe a little bit more. I thought Steve Roberts this morning, ABC political consultant, put it quite well. He said, we're at the point where donors are beginning to align, where people are beginning to make commitments. If not, you know, a check written, there are handshakes that are happening about right now. Things are beginning to gel. And if Mitt Romney, as a party leader and as a potential candidate, is not really seeing the scenario for a win, if he is going to make any move, he's got to do something at this point that will indicate the people shouldn't lock themselves down elsewhere. Is that the argument behind the scenes?
I think that's a little bit of the argument. There's no question on Friday that's what he was communicating. He was with a group of 30 donors in New York City and said, yes, this is a serious consideration. And I think we're going to find out very, very soon, Doug, what direction that's going to go. So what you'll see is, you know, a PAC will probably be formed sooner than later if this is the direction he decides to go in. And you start making the donor calls, the staffing calls, and getting this ready for an actual announcement if that's the decision that he makes.
Will it nobody wants their you know, the road to have no obstacles. I mean, nobody is basically ordained nowadays, and it's a done deal from square one. Maybe the closest thing we've seen in a while is Hillary. But how raucous will it be? And you and I have not had this conversation, but I've had it with others. The last process of going through the Republican primary and going through what I thought was a ridiculous number of debates that looked more like television reality shows. I was joking on the air when all of those were happening. At the end, they really ought to put up the phone numbers and we vote somebody off the island,
right.
You know, at the end of this thing. I mean, it was ridiculous. And when you have that many people there and 20-plus rather high-profile debates, is that going to happen again? Is it second or third verse same as the first?
That is not going to happen again. The RNC has communicated to people, and they've changed some things up, that the process will be truncated. There'll be fewer debates this time. They hope that the nominee will be picked much quicker than it was last go around, and they've moved up the convention. So I think there's a lot of good signs from the party that, listen, we don't want this to be a protracted battle, but we want this to be resolved quickly so we can get focused on the general to beat who most people assume at this point will be Hillary.
Sometimes you can lose a battle not because anybody, you know, you didn't fall on your sword. Nobody just, you know, eviscerated you. But it's death by a thousand cuts. And I think a lot of people are concerned, the Republican Party right now, that we may go through that again where we end up being our own worst enemy. Behind the scenes, what would be the goal as a candidate? If you were advising a candidate, assuming that the party would cooperate to some degree, whatever degree they can, but there aren't the kingmakers that perhaps there used to be back in the old days. How can a candidate avoid that?
I mean, in reality, you're not going to completely avoid that. But what you can do is you can show what a strong candidate you are by the amount of money you raise, by your supporters, by the kind of groundswell of supporters that you can recruit out there. And on all of those kind of counts, Mitt Romney is proven to be able to do that. And the reality is none of the field except for Governor Romney has been vetted nationally. Even someone as well known as Jeb Bush, he has not been vetted nationally. And so you're going to learn new things about Jeb that you didn't know during this process. Mitt, he's a known quantity. And I think from the standpoint of competency, leadership, ability, those boxes are checked. No one questions that. We talked during the break a little bit about that Mitt documentary.
Right.
And these are some numbers I think are just really interesting from 2012. These are from exit polls, so these are from people who voted. And the question was, which one of these four qualities mattered most in determining who you voted for? There were four questions. These were the four questions. Shared values, is a strong leader, cares about people like me, and has a vision for the future. The first question, shared values, Obama 42%, Romney 55%. Is a strong leader, Obama 38%, Romney 61%.
Wow.
Cares about people like me, Obama 81%, Romney 18%. Has a vision for the future, Obama 45%, Romney 54%. So what we talked about was in a lot of ways that documentary was a revelation to people.
Yeah.
They looked at Mitt and said, wow, this guy's not only capable and competent, but he's a great guy.
Yeah. For those of us who to whatever degree, do know him, and I've seen his compassion. I've seen how he relates to people. And when he was portrayed and somehow Democrats were able to maneuver him into a corner where it was like the big, cold-hearted businessman that was shutting down business, really didn't care, criticizing the 47%, you know, whatever. And I went, this isn't the guy I know.
It's not the guy any of us knew because it's not him. He is compassionate. He's spent hours in service and communicating with people and helping people that are in poverty or that need help in every which way. This is a person that understands people's plights. He has compassion for it. And so I think this go around, those other boxes of competency, ability, he's number one in the field, hands down, bar none. And I think if people can see this side of him, which they're beginning to already through this documentary and just getting to know him these past few years, that question, who cares, you know, does he care about people like me? Those numbers will shoot up.
Here's the interesting question. In 2008, his Mormon religion and some of the unknown factors that you mentioned, not only that but elsewhere, you know, were vetted, came through, and next time around, many of us thought, okay, are we going to fight this battle again? We didn't. It was interesting how much progress was made in that area. It was only the kind of rich, uncaring, tough businessman aspect that still seemed to be a hang-up. What would be the tactic? What would a campaign, if you were advising a future campaign, and I'm assuming you might be involved in something, we'll ask that question specifically in a moment, but how do you overcome that?
Well, I think what you do is you just highlight it with those personal stories. I don't know if you remember the convention, we had a few people kind of get up and share their story mm-hmm. of how Mitt had helped them. A lot of people didn't see that. So what you do, if you want people to hear your message, is you put a $100 million ad buy behind that and let people know this is the real Mitt Romney. You guys have been convinced that from, you know, attack ads or whatever, that he doesn't care or, you know, whatever. That's not the case at all. And so you start to focus on that, and you can do it early on, and you can do it through paid media, but you also can do it through earned media.
Here's the interesting thing, and perhaps, and again, I don't know what your time frame is, but can we stay a little longer?
Sure.
All right. When we come back, Jeb Bush appears to perhaps, if they are issues, he's on the same page, you know, investments, where things might be, where different dollar amounts fall. It appears right now that Jeb Bush seems to be the only name out there that could perhaps cause a little grief. I'd like your thoughts on that. We'll talk about that perception, too, of Jeb Bush and much more coming up here at KSL News Radio. Michael McCarley is with us. And when we come back, we'll – and by the way, if you have questions or comments, you can always go to our Facebook page or, to our text message board as well, all here on today's Doug Wright Show. We'll also be talking with Kirk Jowers a little later on in the program. We'll get his thoughts not only on Romney, but on SB 54.
Pulling strings on the biggest stories.
What is the will of the people today, and how much of a shift have we seen?
The most trusted and connected man in Utah on KSL News Radio. The Doug Wright Show. Top newsmakers only Doug has access to. Answering questions only Doug can ask on KSL News Radio.
Well, sometimes I never want to let the best of the conversation go off the air rather than on the air. We've been talking about some of the likelihood of Mitt Romney running for the presidency. Now, you are, you know, much you're on the inside. I am not, but I'll tell you, I've looked over the potential candidates, and I am just not seeing the one that I would like to see run against Hillary Clinton, except Mitt Romney. And so let's assume for a moment we're both going to go to Wendover. we're both going to put a chip down, you know, on who we think could win this upcoming race, and will that person enter the race? Do you think Mitt's going to do it?
You know, Doug, I don't know if this is my internal optimism because I want him to do it so badly, but if I was a betting man, I would put money that he's going to do it.
Yeah. We've talked about this already, and the only person out there whose name is being touted right now that I think, is a serious contender here, if Mitt Romney were to get in, would be Jeb Bush. But does Jeb have some, you know, you look at some of the things we've been hearing about, offshore monies. We've been hearing about things like that, his association with Lehman Brothers, you know, back in the day. Is he going to be bludgeoned with that?
Well, you know, as in every campaign, there's going to, you know, the other campaign is going to find every which way to attack you. And this goes again to our conversation earlier about being vetted. Mitt has been vetted. Someone like Jeb Bush has not. And as you said, he was hired as a consultant for Lehman Brothers in August of 2007. Obviously, a year later, Lehman Brothers collapsed, and not only collapsed, but started a domino effect of the financial system coming down. Jeb is a great guy. He's a man of integrity. But if you're Hillary Clinton's campaign, you're going to hold that millstone around his neck. And as you said, Forbes and other places have written articles about some other things that he's been involved in. I don't question his integrity, but the other side is going to do whatever they can to discredit and bring you down, and they're going to use everything in their arsenal to do that.
What is it going to take? What has to happen behind the scenes? As somebody who has been involved in some, you know, huge, major presidential campaigns here and Senate campaigns and so on, what has to happen over the next little while, and how quickly does it have to happen? Because, again, you know, it's kind of in the fridge, and we're already beginning to see that things are beginning to gel.
You know, just in the world we live in, the 24-hour news cycle and just modern-day politics, things will start to gel very, very quickly. If Mitt is going to run, I think the next 30 to 60 days we're going to know one way or the other whether this is going to go in the direction, yeah, I think it's going to happen, or I'm going to bow out. And so things will start – people will start being called, staff, donors, all of this, and it will start happening quickly. And, you know, the one thing that everyone running for president has to, do and figure out is, can they raise that early money
right
to support their campaign and get out there and share their message? Frankly, you know, Mitt is the best guy to do that. He's, you know, I think it was $1.2 billion in 2012. Jeb will obviously be able to raise money as well. The other candidates, that's a question mark.
As far as history, you know, we've talked a lot about a lot of historical elections, not the least of which President Obama himself in 2008. If Hillary Clinton were to run and win, she would be the first female president of the United States. I mean, even here locally with Mia Love, you know, we have the first African-American female Republican member of the House of Representatives. So even that made history. Mitt Romney could make history. We chatted about this off the air. I said, now, tell me if I'm wrong here, but I think the only person to run for the presidency three times consecutively as the leader of the banner holder of the party was William Jennings Bryan. And he did not ultimately he was not successful. Now, I've heard some people try to count Nixon's races in certain ways, even Ronald Reagan's races in certain ways. But this would be a very historical thing. If Mitt were to run and win, this would be quite historic as well.
It absolutely would. And as you said, I think, Brian's the only person that I know of. But we are in different times. You know, Hillary Clinton, she doesn't feel like a new candidate in any way. No. The Clintons have been around for 20 years, kind of dominating the national political scene. If Mitt's up against her, I think it's Governor Romney all day long. Now, that's not to say or discount that she will be an incredibly formidable candidate.
Right, right.
She will be.
Back when Ronald Reagan ran, you know, age was a factor, and boy, I'll talk about somebody who just eloquently took care of that, you know, that he wasn't going to hold his opponent's age, you know, youth against him.
That's right. It's a great line.
Youth and inexperience, I think, was in there too. But both, if it were to be Mitt Romney and Hillary Clinton, both would be 69 years of age, if I understand it correctly, which is, of course, the age that Ronald Reagan ran for the presidency for the first time. I don't see age being a factor at all here.
You know, I don't either. And as you know, Mitt, he's the youngest 69-year-old I know.
Oh, man.
For him to keep up with the grandkids and be out there on the skis and the sledding, I mean, he's got more youth and energy than I do.
My wife looks at me and goes, why don't you look as young as Mitt Romney? I'm much younger. Well, much becomes relative. Okay, so over the next little while, a lot of discussions are going to be happening. What kind of brain trust, let's use that great old word, what kind of brain trust does Mitt Romney have around him right now? Who are the players? And is the family on board? Is Ann on board?
You know, whatever they end up deciding, there's no question that the family will be behind him 100%. As you know, they're a close-knit family, and they're gonna support her dad. Mrs. Romney, I've always been impressed with how supportive she is of men, and she's amazing. As you know, she's just as amazing as Mitt. She would just be an incredible First Lady. She, you know, if Mitt decides to do this, she will be behind him 100%.
Michael, what a pleasure. First of all, to meet you. We have never met before, and a lot of fun. You know, we're gonna have to put you on speed dial.
Okay.
we'll make you crazy.
Doug, thank you so much for having me. It's been great to be here.
What a pleasure. Michael McCarley with us here at KSL News Radio. And we, based on what transpired last Friday, we're all kind of wondering, okay, what's going to happen here? What is it going to take? And will Mitt Romney run for a third time for the presidency of the United States of America?